In Daf Kuf Yud Ches Omed Aleph, a little after the middle of the Omed. V'chimei Acha De'ika Halal Agodol Anan Maitaima Omrinen Hai. The Gemara asks, since we have Halal Agodol, and it speaks about the godless of the Rabbeinu Shalom, Yoshev Berumei Shel Oilom, Umachalik Mezainis Lachol Beria, which is a Gewaldic, a godless, only the Rabbeinu Shalom is Metapol and the Mezainis and Parnos of every Nivrom, Anan Mai Taima Omrinan Hai. So why when there was a Takone, Al Kol Perek O Perek, Al Kol Tzorish Lei Tova Al Atzibel of Shenigolim, so they say Halal, the Halal that we say, why don't we say then Halal Agodol? Enfer de Gemore Mishum Sheyesh Boy Hei Dvorim Halolo. Because in the Halol that we say, there are five Inyonim. So therefore, this is more appropriate to say Al Kol Perek or Perek Va Kol Tzorish Leitov Elach Sheyigolim. What are the five Inyonim? Yitzias Mitzrayim, or Kriyas Yamsu, Umatan Teire, Chiyas Ameisim, Vechevloi Shalmat Shiach. Yitzias Mitzrayim, Dersiv, Betseis Yisrael Mi Mitzrayim. Chiyas Yamsuf, Dersiv, Hayom, Rov, Ayonois. Matan Teire, Dersiv, Ahorim, Roktur Chaelim. Chiyas Ameisim, Dersiv, Eshalich, Etnei Hashem, Ba'artzi Sachayim. Chavli shal mitzshiach d'chsiv loylonu Hashem loylonu v'omar Rabbi Yochanan loylonu Hashem loylonu zushi b'dmalchiyas ikeda omri v'omar Rabbi Yochanan loylonu Hashem loylonu zu milchemes goy gomodik. So let us see the Rashbam. Chimiach adika halal hagodol shem mishubach yoysa kemoish epirish Rabbi Yochanan lamaylo Mishum d'chsiv b'einoi sein lechem l'chol boso. Anan, my time emrinen hai halil al kol perik u perik val kol tzorish loy tovi ala tzibeluch shenigolim. Why don't we say halol agodol? So the Gemara answers, because in this halol there's chamisha dvorim, the mayri nami b'geule. That means that if the halol was niskin, when by a gula vatzore, so therefore we speak about this halal, which speaks about five gulas, the mayrinami begula. Herhorim rok duchailim b'shas matan teire d'chsiv lomo teratzdun horim loshin tirkedun. So so speaking about matan teire. Now we have to understand, if the maila of these five inyonim is the mayri nami begula, so let us see. Betzeis Yisrael mi Mitzrayim. Look, that was a gula from Shibud Mitzrayim. Hayom rov ayonois. That was also that the Mitzrayim were roidef achreyem. So again, they were in the gewaldik yisakone. So kriyas yamsuf, that already was a hatzole, that the Mitzrayim were finished. That's the second Indian of Geula. Matan Teire, what shaykhus does Matan Teire have to Geula? So, to be hammer wanted to say, verkehrt Matan Teire, Chazal tell us, chorus ala luchis, al tikre chorus ala cheres, was cheres mimalach amoves, cheres mishibud malchies, so verkehrt, so ein lecho geule gedeile mizu. That they were mekalkel later, that was with the chayta egel, abo kaponim, matan teure brought with it the greatest cheres, cheres mi malach amovis, and cheres mi shibet malchies. And the Gemara says that poska zu amosom, so verkehrt, was a gewalde geule in ruchnius, in gashmius, so memel, that's also geule. Chiyas Ameisim, it's also a gula, that's a gula from Misa. Vechevle Shal Metshiach, and that's also the gula which will be by Bochemes Goy Gomogoy, Shibud Malchias. So since the Halo speaks about five sugim of different types of gulas, So memele, so if al kol tzorish leitovel al tzibul shnigolim, we mention this halo, which mentions these chamisha dvorim. That what we say halal on the yomim tovim is golgot. I mean the betzaisis olam mitzrayim, but as hashayches mit pesach, that hashayches mit sukkis is echel on ane kovid, in shvuas matan teirich. I mean, so that's poshit. But in the chelik of halal, which is said on geula from atzore, it's vakert because halal, this halal speaks about five geulas. Look the gemara weiter. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar neshiyesh boy milut nefoshei shel tzadikim megehenem. It speaks about another geula. It speaks about a geula that yematzul nafshei shel tzadikim megehenem. Shenema onar Hashem malto nafshi. So this malto nafshi is speaking about a geula from Gehenna. Tuvi Hama was moira milut nefoshei shel tzadikim megehenem. L'chayre, why do you have to be malut nefoshes from tzadikim from gehenem? I mean, l'chayre, the tzadikim l'chayre have nish kein kesher to gehenem. Why do you have to be malut them from gehenem? But after me, a pshat is, the goyin brings down in Mishlei, Kapitel Yud Gimel, Posek Ches, the Goyin says, Afilu tzadik gomor tzorech leilech derech gehenem. A tzadik gomor also has to go in the gehenem. Ach mitzvoysov poidim oysom milishleit boy eish gehenem. This tour he also has to make, but it's a dangerous tour. There's the isha shel gehenem. So the mitzvahs of a tzadik are poida oysom milishleit boy eish gehenem. So it could be that tefillah also helps. This is milut nafshi shal tzadikim megehenem means on Hashem malto nafshi. That means mekenzach nisht ois dreyen from going through gehenem. Afilu tzadik doma tzorch leilech der gehenem. The goyin says, I'm already gezach over there. The goyin says, aber an oni vet nisht musen gein in gehenem. He says, pshat na posik in mishlei. That an oni of shagatcha in the gehenem of der welt. That's Mr. Gemara Nereben also, that the Gemara is meine those who ain't a raya for the pischon shall gehenem, a yisharo, and an oni also. An oni hot the gehenem of der welt. I once thought, the Gemara says in Baba Basra, that, Trunusufus Haroshe est Rabbi Kive, if im HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev tzadikim, im HaKadosh Baruch Hu oyev aniyim, lo ma'inim mefarnesim. Why doesn't the Rebbein Shalom give parnasa for the aniyim if Itaka likes them? So the Rabbi Kiva answered, lahatzel oysonu midino shel gehenem. Itaka loves them, but why are they aniyim? Lahatzel oysonu midino shel gehenem. That, through tzedok, a person is nitzel from gehenem. So that's the chmir, the chasam seif is, good. So what is matzel the aniyim from gehenem? The ashirim, the aniyim are hechetimse for the ashirim to be nitzel midino shel gehenem. But what is matzel the aniyim from gehenem? So I thought, oh, with this goyin it's gewaldic, the aniyim bechlal don't have a problem. That's what the goyin says, a tzadik gomor has to go through gehenem, but only if the one have to go through gehenem either. So al koponim, so milut, Navshon shall tzadikim gehenim. That's the means. But when you go through the gehenim, so there's an eishel gehenim. So the goyin says the mitzvahs of the tzadik are poidin oisim milishleit by eish shel gehenim. It's not shaylit on him. So it could be this tefillah also helps for that. That's the on Hashem malto navshi that the eishel gehenim should not have a shlita. So it's another geula. So memele, that's why. That's why it is said, Kshenigolim. Hiskiya Omar, Mignei Sheyeshba, Yeridoson, Shal Tzadikim, Lekipshon Ha'ech, Valiyoson. Hiskiya said that in Halol, it speaks about another Gula. It speaks about the Gula of Hananya, Mishael, Vazarya. It speaks about how they entered the Kivshon Ha'esh, what they did b'shas they entered. And Valiyoson Mimeno, and what they did and what they said when they went out of the Kibshon Ha'ish. Re-iridosom d'chsiv loylonu Hashem loylonu. They said, loylonu, loy bischuseinu. Who said this? Omar Hananya. This Hananya said. Ki l'shimcho tein kovoid, Omar Mishoil. Al chazdecho va'al amitecho, Omar Azarye. Lomo yoimru ha'goyim, omru kulon. So this capital was said b'shas iridoson l'kibshon. Aliyoson m'kibshon ha'ish, when they went out of the kibshon, d'chsiv, aluas Hashem kol goyim, omar Hananya. Shabchu kol ha'umim, omar Mishoil. Ki govar aleinu chazdoi, omar Azarye. Emes Hashem lo ilam aleluka, omru kulom. V'yesh aimrim, ve'emes Hashem lo ilam gavriel amore. That the end of this posik, not omru kulom, but gavriel said ve'emes Hashem lo ilam. Now, we came gavriel dorai. So now the Gemara relates an incident which happened before. B'shoh shehipil nimreit haroshes Avrom Avinu l'seich kibshon ha'eish. Omar Gavriel lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, ered v'atzanein v'atzel es ha'tzadik mekibshon ha'eish. So Gavriel offered his services. Gavriel is the Sar Ha'eish. He'll be mitzanein the kibshon. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ani yochid b'yoylomi, v'hu yochid b'yoylomoi, noel l'yochid lahatzeles ha'yochid. Akert? So the Rebbein Shem says, I'll be matzel Avrom Avinu mikiv shenesh. L'fish HaKadosh Baruch Hu, einei mekepeyach schar kol belye. V'maise Gavriel had offered his services. Omar tizke v'tatzo shloishem ibnei bonav. So you'll be zoiche to be matzo shloishem ibnei bonav. So what happened? So memele, Gavriel was matzo Hananya Mishael v'Azarye when they were in the Kibshon Ha'esh. So memele, so that's at ve'emes Hashem lo'ilam aleluka, Gavriel said. I mean, ve'ebishto tzugizot, and Emes Hashem Lo'ilam was Niskayim by Hananya Mishael v'Azarye. Let us see what the Rashbam says. Gavriel Amoroi k'shenitzoylu Hananya Mishael v'Azarye v'hu ho'yosham. Perceive it says in the Pasuk, v'reivei the toyar dirivo. That means that the Pasuk in the Neil says as follows, that the Nebuchadnezzar had witnessed that they threw in three people, Hananya, Mishael, Azarye, and their hands were tied. Then he looked into the Kibshon, and he saw four people. The hands weren't tied of any of them. They weren't tied. And the three were thrown in, the Reve and the Tzure, the Toya, the Rivor, of the fourth one, Domei was similar to Barlekin, to Malach. Lefi, so Memele, so Gavriel was there also. Lefi, Shakodish Baruch Hu, Hittichai Alkach, Shenishlach Avrom, Biyul Kazdim, Shekiyim Loi. So when he was Mekayim, the Rebbein Shalom was Mekayim Daftocha, Omar, so then Gavriel said, B'shas Aliyosom, B'emes Hashem La'olam, Shekiyem haftachos. Look the Gemara weiter. Doresh Rab Shimon Ashiloini, Bishor Shehipil Nebuchadnezzar Horosho Hananya Mishael Vazarye L'Seich Kibshon Ha'ish, Omad Yurkemu Sar HaBorod Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Omad Lofonov Ribbono Shel Olam, Eirei v'tanin es ha-kibshon v'atzel l'tzadikim alolu mi-kibshon ha-ish. So the Sar shel Borod wanted to be mitanin the kibshon. Omar loy Gavriel, ein gvul roshei shel ha-kodesh Baruch Hu bekach. Sha'ato Sar Borod, v'akol yoidim shamayim mechabin es ha-ish. Elani Sar shel ha-ish, Ered v'karer mibifnim, v'akdiach mibachutz. V'ese neis b'soich neis, omale HaKadosh Baruch Hu reit, v'oise sho posach Gavriel v'omar, v'emes Hashem lo'olam. Let us first see the Rashbam. Rashbam says, b'sho shehipol nimreid, shal shem kein nikra amrofel, Hashem Shama Behipil as Avrom Bekifsha. Akdiach mi Bachutz, Lisroif as a Zirkin Oisan Lisoichau. That means outside of the Kifshon, there was a tremendous heat coming out, or flames coming out, or sparks coming out. Kdersiv Gulvraye Eilach the Asiku Lishadroch, those who threw in Hananya Mishoel Vazalye, at kotol heimoin shviva denuro. So a flame of fire went and burnt them. Akdiach mi bachutz. So, Tuv Yehama was ma'ira, a very choshve ha'ore. Half of the ha'ore I found later the Marsho asks, but he asked the psashtarker ha'ore, which the Marsho does not ask. L'chayre, what is the Gemara saying over here? Gemara is L'chayre repeating the Maise, that Gavriel was Matzel Hananya Mishol Vazarye. But here the Gemara brings, there was a Shaila, who should be Matzel? The Sar Shal Borod wanted to be Matzel. And Gavriel wanted to be Matzel, and Gavriel Tainet Fakel will be a greater Kiddush Hashem, that neis b'seichnes, that the sar shal eish will be matzal them in haish. Amalei HaKadosh Baruch Hu reit, v'yisa shaposa gavriel v'oma v'emes Hashem loylam. So l'chayre, what is pshat in this whole shakul v'tarye? L'chayre, according to the previous gemara, I mean, the Rebbeinu Shel Matzu gezogt Gavriel, that he had offered his services b'mei Avrom, so Memele, so the Eibishter Tamtzu gezogt for Avrom, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will be Matzel, or for Yishei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kaveh Schakel Belye, Tiske Betatzel Shloishim Ibnei Bonim. So L'chayre, he had a very Tzuzok, and that was V'emes Hashem Lo'ilom, that's we had the Rashbam before, that the Kert was Neskayim of Tachosin Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This drash of Rav Shimon HaShiloini L'chayr is a stira to the previous Gemara, not a hemshech to the previous Gemara. I mean, if there's a haftoche, so what's the whole geshefte over here? The Sar HaBorot comes to Taina that I'm going to be Matzo. There's a haftoche of the Rebbeinu Shloilo. That kasha the Masho asks. The Masho answers, he didn't know about the haftoche. Fine. He didn't know about the haftoche. Good. About Koponim, but there's another half that's shver. So Gavriel should not have said Alomdis Absazoi that a nice Pesach Nes. Gavriel should have said, Rabbi Yid, Rabbi Sar, I have Avtocha from Rebbeinu Shel Olam that I'm going to be Matzel, I'm finished, I couldn't talk. Why do you have to be Absar Shakla Vataya, which will be a bigger Nes? That's L'chayre very shver. So if L'chayre, the Pshat in the Gemara is, that Posach Gavriel Vom of Emes Hashem Lo'ilam, he was Mekayim Daftoch, L'chayre, there's no Kiyim Aftoch over here. He won the debate. He said it'll be a bigger nest. Not Alstah Aftoch. Forget it seems that Alstah Aftoch wouldn't help. So he wanted to say that Be'emesin Dorish Rab Shimon HaShiloini is take a different mahalach. Before we had such a mahalach in the Gemara, that Be'emes Hashem Lo'ilam was said by Gavriel, because the Eibishter was Mekayim Daftoche. Rav Shimon HaShiloini learns that also as Moshe Gavriel said it, but with a different cheshbon. First of all, wanted to say, what's the Nes B'soich Nes? What is the Nes B'soich Nes? Ered v'akarer mibifnim v'akdiach mibachutz. What did the Gavriel accomplish? So he wanted to say that Be'emesin, and you have an Eish, that you have the Eish b'shayroshoy, and then you have the Eish, I mean the Eish that is burning, that is, let's see, on the wick that's burning, then you have the surrounding Eish. The eish b'sheiroshoi mistame is hotter. The inside of the eish is hotter than the outside. Inside has fuel, so that is hotter than the outside. Except he thinks he once saw by a candle, it's blue on the inside, a blue eish is hotter than the orange or yellow eish, because that's the sheirish of the eish. It's mistame. What did Gavriel do over here? Rav Gavriel said, Gavriel made a hepech of a shini ateve made. Usually the eish, the heat of the eish, is hotter in the inside and cools off as it spreads out. But then gezut, the sar shel eish said, I'm gonna do faker. Akara mi bifnim. I'm going to control the heat waves of the eish. We still have an eish here. But the whole heat, which normally, the brunt of the heat is in the pnimi shel eish, akara mi bifnim. I'm gonna transfer the whole heat of the eish to mi bachut. So the mi bachut was a tremendous eish, and mi bifnim there was an eish that was cool. That was the kunz of Gavriel. That was the neis, besoich neis. It was mishane the teva of eish. And this shini ateva, he said, ve'emes Hashem lo'ilom. So what is pshat? So he wanted to say pshat as follows. The Rambam, in Perik Aleph, Milchus Yisoydi Ateir Alochi Gimel and Dalet, says as follows. Kol hanimtsoyim tzrichim loy. Every nivra is dependent on the Rabbeinu Shloimeh. V'hu baruch hu ein tzorich lahem. V'loy le'echad mehem. Lefichoch ein amitosoy ka'amitas echad mehem. The amitis of the Rabbeinu Shloimeh is not similar to the amitis of any one of the nivroi. Hu shahanovi oimer vashem elikim emes. The Rabbeinu Shloimeh is emes. Hu levadoi ha emes ve'ein la'acher emes kamitosoi. The Rabbeinu Shloimeh is the only emes and there's no other emes. So he said that pshat is like this. If you'll ask us, tell us the emesim matzim of eish. The eish, what is hotter, the inside or the outside? So we'll tell you, the inside is hotter. That's the matzim of eish. But that is not true. It's flexible. That's not pshat that eish has to be like this. No, pshat is, there's no yesod what eish has to be. Eish is what the Rabbeinu Shloimeh wants it to be. If the Rabbeinu Shloimeh wants that the inner core of the eish should be hotter, so then it's hotter. If the Rabbeinu Shloimeh wants vaker, so then it's vaker. So it's this karo mi bifnim, and igdich mi bachut. The Gemara says, Misha oma l'shemen v'yadlik, yoyma l'chaymetz v'yadlik. So what is pshat? He said, there's no such yesod that shemen is madlik and chaymetz is not madlik. What's the difference? Not that shemen is madlik because of the chemical content of shemen. V'meila chaymetz is does not burn. It's misha amar. The Rabbi Shlom said shemen should be madlik. Is shemen madlik? The Rabbi Shlom said chaymetz should be madlik. Is chaymetz should be madlik? So it's that is pshat in the Rambam. There's no emes in the bria. There's no such thing that this has to be. Emes means a dover which has to be like this. There's only one emes, Hashem Elikim emes. But any other thing, there's no emes. It's like this, because the Baruch Shem wants it to be like this. If the Baruch Shem wants Vakel, it'll be Vakel. So he says, this is pshat, that he said, Gavriel said, Ve'emes Hashem Lo'olam. When he saw this matzim, he said, there's only one emes in the Bria. Ve'emes Hashem Lo'olam. So this is not the same pshat that we had before. Before Vakel, we're going with a Haftochet. Before we're going with the Haftochah, that was Pshat Vemes Hashem Loilam. But about this Gemara, Rav Shimon HaShiloini doesn't hold of the Haftochah, it would seem. Because the only reason that Gavriel was Eichet to be Metzanin was because he came with a Taine, Metzar Shal Eish. That would be a greater Kiddush Hashem. So the Vemes Hashem Loilam is a different Pshat in Gansen. That this mice is made that there's only one emes boilam, emes Hashem loilam.
It was Moira of the Loshen of Rashi weist es nicht azoi, because Rashi says, Vakdiach mi bachutz, and the second Rashi, Vemes Hashem loylam, shikayim li dvoroi, v'shama li avtachoshi, shivtechan latsim nebonim shel Avrom. Very interesting. Rashi before, we hear the same thing before, Rashi didn't say pshat, and they Vemes Hashem loylam. If there's perhaps a mistake in the Seder of the Rashis, it could be very well. That this could be this Rashi is going on the previous Gemara. The Barsho also asks Akashe, what happened with the Sar HaBorod when it came to Avraham Avinu? Why didn't he offer his services then? As they fragt the Barsho. So in the Sefer, wants to say a gewaltige Yesod. Wants to say that the Anhoge al piderech ha-teva, that what the teva is Anhoge tivi in the Olam, and is Anhoge lemailom in ha-teva. The Anhoge tivi is tali in teure, in hilchus ha-teure. Em nasati gishmeichem be'itam, things work al piderech ha-teva le-toiv, if it's al piteire. Halichas oilam loy atika halichas ela halochis. About the hilach of the oilam is totally in the halochis. So he says a very interesting rayon. He says that what borod is mechabe eish, that is derech hateva. Hateva is that borod is mechabe eish. He says, Al pi derech ha-teva, Avraham Avinu was not deserving to be nitzel. Why not? He says, because Avraham Avinu did not have a din of a Yisrael, he had a din of a Ben Noach. A Ben Noach is not mitzvah and kiddush Hashem. The Kelta Rambam Shita is that the person who's not mitzvah and kiddush Hashem is not permitted to be machmer. The Kelta's not allowed to kill yourself. So, since he wasn't mitzvah and kiddush Hashem, so al-pi-teire, he wasn't allowed to do what he did. So, what is pshat in Avraham? So, Mameli says, the Sar Shel Borod couldn't come. Well, say, if al-pi-teire, he's not supposed to be nitzel, so al-pi-derech ha-teva, this teva that Borod is mechabe eish, so that's a nishke kentzayim. Al-pi-teire, because it's not oiskalten. And he explains, what was pshat Avraham Avinu? So he brings a moiridike chayvus halvavus. Chayvus halvavus brings down that a psachosid echot said, Rabbeinu shel olam, if for doing a mitzvah, you'll give me gehenim, and for doing an aveira, you'll give me gan eden, I'm gonna do mitzvahs. Because I'm not doing it for my toive, I wanna do it for your toive. Avraham Avinu went into the Kivshan Eish Vakelt, looking Rambam, and Rambam steht as has Vakelt, that tells us nish meis and every time. Because he's not mitzuve in Kiddush Hashem. So he didn't want to look at Rambam, but al kaponim the Shem Shemaim would be in his Kaddish. So Memela, so that was the Indian of Ul Kazim. That was, but al kaponim the Sar Shaborod, no, he doesn't have a mokim over here. Because since Al Pi Teire is not mechuyev to do it, and perhaps he's not allowed to do it, so Memela Borod wouldn't work. Gabriel went to bed, he would, Shalai Pi Derech Hatev. Rosh Hashanah Shalai Pi Derech Hatev. It's some of the stira to the Sar Shalish. That's how Gabriel went. He wants to say the Sar Shal Borod Zichad didn't have a mokim. Later, by Hananya Mishael Vazarye, so they were already Eden. They're mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. So mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem. So kum tzaytak, and they should be nitzel. So then the Sar Shel Borod entered the picture. That's what he wants to say. Rav Nosen Oymer ve'emes Hashem lo'ilom dogim shebiyom omruho. That who said emes Hashem lo'ilom dogim shebiyom? Kid Rav Hune. The Omar Rav Hune, Yisrael Shaboisa Yadoir, Miktane Amuna Hoyo. The Yidin were Ktane Amuna. Uchididoresh Rabbe Barmori, Maider Siva Yamru al Yom be Yamsu. Melamit Shehimru Yisrael Boisa Isha, Boomru Keshem Shaonu Oilim Mitzad Echod, Kach Mitzriim Oilim Mitzad Ach. But they're also Oilim. Amalei Kaddish Baruch Hu, Lesar Shal Yam, Ployt Oysan Liyabosh. So the male Klal Yisrael doesn't believe that the Mitzrim are dead. So he told the Sar Shayom, played Oysenly Yabosh. Oma lefona av rebeinish leolam, klum yesh evet, she noisen le rabbi matone, v'chayze v'noit lo mimen. Not Yosha. The mice of the Mitzrim are dead already. And this is already a feast, a banquet for all the fish. And now you tell me I should be played? Mephoshim say, afilu an evet can tell an odin can tell evet, sayimi v'ini zoncha. So you don't have to give him a zainis, but you give him a zainis already and take it away. Thus is kulum yesh evet, shenoysel a rabbi matone, v'chayze v'noit lo menu. Om aloi etin lecho echo do machtze shebehem. I'll give you, listen, I'm telling you, Ployt, comes with that time that you were given a matone, is I'll give you 1.5 the amount as much as you have now. I mean, how can I be assured that that this is going to happen? The Malbach me geben, and I can't mourn from you. Amaloi nachol kishin yeheli yorif. Nachal Kishon will be an Orev. No, there's an Orev. Nachal Kishon is an Orev. Miyat, so it's a good deal. It's a salience of the Geschäft. It's a good investment. You're giving out one, you get back 1.5. Miyat polat oison li yabosh. Ubo Yisrael bro oison, shenem avaya Yisroz Mitzrayim meis al tzfas hayom. Mai, echod umachtze shebehem, Ilu befarik siv sheish meis rechav bochu, veilu besisrak siv cha meis rechav balsam. So this was 600, this was 900. Ki osa sisre, osa alayu bedikri de parzale, sisre came with swords, mistama of parzale, etziya kodish boch aleyem keichovim mimsiloisam, vechsiv min ha-shemayim nilchamu ha-keichovim. That the Kechovim came out, and they came close to the Oretz, and they heated up these swords. Kiven the Nechisu Keichve Shamayim Olayu, Akdiru Ani Dikri De Parzal. So these swords became very hot. Nechisu Lakruve Lemischi Nafshai Benachal Kishin. So it was very hot, so they decided they should go into Nachal Kishin to cool themselves off. Omle Kodish Bochu Nachal Kishin Leich Vahashlem Alvoincho. You are an Orev, now pay up your Arvitz. Miyad, go from Nachal Kishin Vishlichon Liyam. So the Nachal went and delivered them to the Yam. Shenema Nachal Kishin Golfon. Nachal Kedumim. Nachal Kedumim. What's that? My Nachal Kedumim. Nachal Sha'osa Shanasa Oreid. Mikedem, that means it's Kodum Yam. That means because of the Arvis, that it was once an Orev, so it brought it back to the Yam. Why say Sha Apostle Dogim Shal Yam Omru the Emes Hashem lo ilam. I felt that the Eibishter was Mekayim his Avtoch. He said he'd give us back as a 1.5 the amount that he took from us. The Emes Hashem lo dogim shebiyam. This is from the dogim shebiyam. So the dogim shebiyam said this. So I thought lochayre it's very interesting. Before Rabbi Nishlam told Gabriel that Lemaisa, you'll have the opportunity, Tiske Vatatzel Shloisha Mibnei Bono. Gabriel didn't ask for an Orev, and he said, Kum Ebet Ebeyem Adoino. Rabbi Shalom said, good. When it happened, he said, Vemes Hashem Loilom. Here, by the Sar Shal Yom, it was a Psaganza Geratschko over here. Kum Ebet Ebeyem Adoino, Mit an Orev, but also, it's very interesting. So, Mustama Pipshutoi, it's not too gefährlich, because Gabriel was told Avtoch. Good. I mean, he was given a matona aschus from the Rabbi Yishlom. So, after Stafman Ishmonen, we get a matona aschus. Don't have to gribble about that. Yashakoyach for the matona. Here, Pshat is, they're taking away from the Sar Shoyon. They had already the Mitzriim. Here, you're taking away from them. You're taking away the Shenoch HaParsha, but if you take away, then already it could be it's a mocking to father very episode, it's a guarantee I'm going to get back. And perhaps we can say, Reb Chaim Vital says that the Dalet Yesoides, the Yesoid HaMayim, Yesoid HaOfor, Yesoid HaEish, Yesoid HaRuach, the Yesoid HaMayim is the Sheirish of all Taibas. The Yesoid HaMayim is the Sheirish of Taibas. Tach Sechmir, the Sefer Beis David, he says that the Zakasha, that the Meforshim ask, it says in Chumash that the Savs of Hashem Bekirboi Hisavu Taive. Hisavu Taive, and the ganze Parsha. And what happened later? So they got Slav. So the Meforshim asked, if I'm not mistaken, the Rabban also asked the Kasha, that Rabbi said, the Slav they had already from Seif Parshas Beshalach. They had already Slav. So, noch the ganze Geratschke, noch a more Slav. I mean, so what, so, I mean, they had slav already. They wanted something else. So give them a different cut. Not slav. I mean, some shen slav. So they were complaining. Shein the yevesha. So the Sefer Beis David says that the slav that they had from Parshas Beshalach was the ruchnistik slav. It wasn't just like mon was ruchnistik. The slav was also ruchnistik. Ruchnis, they had enough of Ruchnis already. The man, Navsheni Yevesha and Kerl built the Alamone. No, too much Ruchnis. They wanted Isavu Taiva. They wanted a Taiva. That slav was no good. So that's why the Pasuk says, Salva min Hayom. The Yom is the Sheirish HaTaiva. Mayim is the Sheirish HaTaiva. Like the Maral says, Kimina Mayim Ishisu, Moshe Rabbeinu was in Gansen pulled out of Mayim. He had no achize to taive. Mayim, he says, doesn't have even a tzure. It's kulay chayma. It doesn't hold a tzure. It's kulay chayma. That's the inyan of mayim. So memele, it could be the sar shal yom is doch abal taive. That means that's so abal taive. Menem tavek is he wants to be sure that he's going to get back. Gabriel is given. Gabriel is gehandelt wegen ruchni ist on a mitzvah matzul sein. Atzel sein Tzadikim, and thus Batman is, but Baal Taive has the, wants to make sure that he's going to get what he's misave for. So that's why the Rebbein Shalom had to be an Ore. It's a very interesting lotion in the Gemara, Yisrael Shaba'isai Doer Miktane Amunahoyo. What is Pshat Ktane Amune? So they were Maminim. Emerson, they witnessed the Makis, and Tane Yamune. The Witzel Peterburger on Kaichwe Oyo wants to say that Tane Yamune is pshat as follows, that there's a Mune that the Seichel Honushi can understand. So it's called Mapi Seichel. So, Beispiel, that Klal Yisrael knew the Koiches of the Rebbein Shalom, the Rebbein Shalom is a Kel Yochel, there's nothing that he can't do, that they knew. But here, Moshe Rabbeinu told them something which was Keneged HaSeichel. Moshe Rabbeinu told Klal Yisrael that, Kasher Yisem es Mitzchayim Hayoyim Leiseisifu Loroisam Oid Adoylam. Moshe Rabbeinu told them that the Mitzriyim will be completely destroyed. The whole Ummah HaMitzri is going to be completely destroyed. That did not make seichel to them, because they knew Halolo Oivdei Avodah Zarah, Halolo Oivdei Avodah Zarah. They knew they weren't better than them. So because of them, the Mitzriyim, the Rebbein Shalom, will be Oiker and Ummah Shleimah. That did not make sense to them. If it didn't make sense to them, they didn't believe it. That's Shat Ktanei Amunim. They only believed things which they understood, which their seichel could be massive. To believe that the Mitzriyim are finished, they're destroyed completely, a whole ummah, a whole nation. So they said, "Kshem shehimru yisol b'yisrael shod." They did not believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Kshem, they said, "Vamu kshem shanu oylem mitadechot, kach Mitzriyim oylem mitadach." It can't be such a thing. Not but sepelten yechelus Hashem. I can't believe that the Rebbein Shalom would do such a thing. So I don't believe you. I didn't believe Moshe Rabbeinu. Then Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al Sfas Hayom. They saw it. Then Vayamina Bashem of Moshe Avdoi. That was Amun Shleimo, that a fellow we see that we have to believe things which are connected the Seichel Anushi. That's how he says Pshat in the Gemara. Emerson, the drash of the Gemara is, because it says, Vayar Yisrael es Mitzrayim meis al Sfas Hayom. Apidigdik should have said, Vayar Yisroel al Sfas Hayom. They were al Sfas Hayom. They saw as Mitzrayim Meis. They were on the Sfas Hayom, and they saw as Mitzrayim Meis. No, the Pasuk by states, when was it? Vayar Yisroel as Mitzrayim Meis al Sfas Hayom. Then as Vayaminu Bashem. Is the Aminu was when they saw Mitzrayim Meis. Al Sfas Hayom. That's what this pasuk is telling us with the Maisa with Ploit Mitzriim liaboshe. Zok the Rashbam, Ploit Oysom liaboshe, v'nitnu likvura shom. Zok the Rashbam, that they were nikpar there, b'schus sha'omru ki Hashem nilchom lahem b'mitzrayim. Ha'ino dechsiv, notiso yamincha tivla'em ay oretz, שנשבע הקדוש ברוך הוא לאורת שלא יתה עונש על קבורוסו. אמר די כתאיץ, לא יודעת איזה פסס, עשת שמדרש, רשבם סס פשט מפוסק, he says, a whole מגיל over here, that they were ניתנו לקבורה, בזכות שאומרו, השם נלחם להם במצרים. They said, השם נלחם במצרים, so that זכות הוא זוכה לקבורה. והיינו דחסיד, Natisa Yemincha, the Rabbeinu Shalom swore, Tivla'ei Mayoret, Shanishba Kadosh Baruch Hu La'oret, Shaloi Tei Onesh Al Kfurosam. Rabbeinu Shalom gave a shvue that the Oretz will not be Nenash Al Kfurosam. So Lachair is very modern. Why does the Oretz need a shvue, Shaloi Tei Onesh Al Kfurosam? Rabbeinu Shalom swore they won't be Nenash. I thought perhaps Pshat and the Rashbam is as follows. We find that when Cain killed Hevel, so the Oretz was Nenash. The Or Adoma Shepotzeso as Pio Lokachas as the Mea Achicho Miyodecho. So Memele, Takelte, he had no right to do it. That he had no right to be Riftoyach Peho Oretz and to be Boileya, the Dmei Hevel, so Memela, they were Nenesh, Or Adom. Tashi says, in Parshas Noyach, that what Shem V'Yefes were Misamit, to be Mechasa Noyach, so Rashi says, V'Yefes Zocho Linosen Lekvure Lebono, Shenemar Etei Legoig Mekoim Shom Kever. Rashi brings a posik that Goyg is from the Bnei Yefes, so there's Zoyche Lekvure, because that was the schus of Yefes. That was the schus of Yefes. He was Chos al Kvoidei Shalovim, so Mamela, he was Zoyche to the covet, not to be Mutl Bebezoyin, he was Zoyche to that covet. So Lechayre, al Picheshbin, the Mitzrayim, stams from Chom. So lechayr al pi cheshbon, so Mitzrayim shouldn't be zeich lekvure. So therefore, the Oretz had enough already. They once put the Oretz as pia by Kayin, by the May Hevel, so the Oretz didn't want, shenemo gat. So the Rabbi Nishlam swore, shaloyei onesh. Tachs me das pshat in the Rashbam. Why were they zeich etake lekvure? There was a cheshbon. They were zeich lekvure. So the Rashbam says, because the Mitzrayim said, Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim. The Rashi says, Pshat b'mitzrayim. Hashem nilcham lahem b'mitzrayim. Could be, what was the godless of this Amire? Could be there was a gewaldike godless, that it says, Vayom es machne mitzrayim. It was a matzah of Mahume. And then it was Nag Bekvedis, and there was Asians, it was Ben Lebedik, but it was a matzav of Mahume.
in a matzav of Mahume, it's very difficult to see that this is Hashem Nilchamlam. Everything was going wrong, and they were in a matzav of Mahume, and in that matzav they said, it's Hashem Nilchamlam b'Mitzrayim. It's the Rebbeinu. What is happening to us now is not, it's the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So they were makir, in the hester of the Mahume, they were makir kvoit shamayim. So, they were also zeiche to covet, and they were zeiche lekvua. And noisin loy rabbi matone parnosa ledogim. Kiv in the nechisu, koich vei shamay olayu, nechisi lakurun avshayi benachol kishin. Pas ledog mishe biyam, nachol kishin golfam liyam. Kedavsiv kol necholem, hoilchem al hayom, emes Hashem lo oilom, sheshilem lonu mataneisenu, Mechel Parele is Parnes Mimen. Then the dog Moshe Biyom said, Shirev Emes Hashem Loilam. Zogt Haisves, Min Shemayim Nilchamu Akechovim Im Siloisam. Bim Kaimam Hoyu Oimdim, V'Roishon Magia Ad La'oretz. V'chein Perish Rashi V'n Muke Mikro. If one keichov is connected kol ha'olam, so how could the keichovim be roishon magil oretz more than one keichov? Shleimed le'ayri ele b'keichovim shal galgol shema zolis kvuyim. These keichovim are tremendous. Abol shar keichovim ktanim hain. The other keichovim are ktanim. And the other kechavim, that's nil kamo.
Look to Gemara weiter. Dorash, Maider Omar Vishimim Belokish, Maider Siv, Maishivi Akeres Abayis, Omro Knesses Yisof Nekodish Bolchu, Vibaynish Loilom, Samuni Bonecho Kechude Zu Adora Beikrei Batem. Let us see the Rashbam. Omro Knesses Yisrael, as Kainim Bachshuvim Shebem Omru, or Shal Einam Chshuvim Polkach. The Kainim and the Chshuvim of Klal Yisrael were complaining that they're not Choshuv. Kedemashme Eim Habonim, Sheheim Tzoyekes Al Habonim. Shesamua akeres habayis, that they made her an akeres habayis. Samuni bonecho, meroiv chatosom begolus, kechudazu ador beikrei batem. Hainu akeres habayis. Akeres habayis means, the way the Gemara Darshan's here, it means they were by the yisoid of the bayis, by the basement, or by the foundation of the bayis. A chulde, the loshen of chulde is a loshen of matmin. The chulde does not travel on the first floor. The chulde travels underneath the bayis. That is what a chulde does. So meishivi akeres habayis. The chshuve Yisrael said that they lost their chshivis because of the chatoim of Klal Yisrael. I saw Grad, the Beis Elokim says, he brings a Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Mayasu gedoylei ador ve'eina tzibo nidoin ela acharuboy. That Gedolei Hador cannot accomplish anything since the Tzibor is Nidoin Acheruboy. If Reiv of the Yisrael are Choytim, so the Gedolei Hador are helpless. So Memele, that was the Taina. The Knesset Yisrael is going on the Chshuve Yisrael, and they said their Mavaya, the Yeride is because of Eim Abonim, the Eim is complaining about the Anhoge of the Bonim. And the Eichesim explains, so how does it go further? Meshivya Keres Abayis, Meshivya Eim Abonim, then Smecho. What's the Smecho? The Mashos Moira. So the Eichesim says, that the smeich is going on before. Before it said that mekimi meofal do me ashpes yorem evyain. So with this hakome, with this harome, so the gdoile Yisrael who before were a bechina vakeres habayis, now they became smeicha, they became nisale through that what the Rebbein Shalom was making them.